CrystalSoundReview.com. I had seen a little book and I wrote down the idea and I realized it fit the tune.
We're spotlighting one of the biggest selling hits in musical history as you're listening to another edition of the Inside Stories Behind the Christmas Songs.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows.
Most know the tale of the dearly beloved reindeer who was laughed at and was teased, all because he had a very shiny red nose. In the end, though, it was Santa who got that enlightened idea to use this special reindeer's unique ability one foggy Christmas Eve. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer was a short story before it became a song. It was penned by Mr. Robert L. May in 1939 using the poetic style of rhyming couplets. As a copywriter in Chicago for the department store chain Montgomery Ward & Company, he was assigned to write a children's story to be given out as a promotional gift item to its Christmas shoppers. Some 2.4 million copies of the illustrated booklet printed on newspaper stock were distributed that first year. Full ownership rights to the Rudolph character and story were eventually turned over to its author, and in 1949, Mr. Robert L. May's brother-in-law, songwriter Mr. Johnny Marks, adapted it into a song. He now explains how the song came to be.
Well, to make a long story short, came out of the Army and was writing again, came across this title and wrote a song called Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. And when it was finished, I said to myself, so then I wrote it. And when it was finished and then worked on it, polishing it, came out the song as you know it today.
All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games.
Mr. Johnny Marks tries to get one of the top stars of the time to record the song, and as it turns out, the singer's wife gets involved.
Now, the next step was to get it to some artist. So I included him and those to whom I sent it.
Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight?
The rest of the story, I will have to use Gene Autry's words because I didn't know him at the time. And he told me, and he said, Johnny, that's how it happened. All accident. I was just very fortunate that Rudolph passed my way.
The song by Mr. Gene Autry, known as the Singing Cowboy in movies, on radio, and early television, entered the national Billboard charts during the Christmas season of 1949 on the Columbia record label. It hit the number one position on the pop chart, the country chart, and the children's chart, eventually taking on the status of a Christmas classic. From the Christmas files of the MusicalSoundReview.com, I'm Francis Chick Powers.
Then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you go down in history.